Praise the Lord. God bless you, beloved. God bless you. This is Bishop Barry, and yes, I am emailing you all the way from the mountains of Ghana. Beloved, just last week, I have placed well over 500 prayer requests on the altar while I am here in Ghana. Tonight, I'm going to be inside the church for the next 3 days, and I prophesy by the power of the Holy Ghost, that if I be not a prophet, three of you will have a major testimony within the next 72 hours. I see blessings, I see miracles, I see breakthroughs. I hear the Lord saying that your past shall no longer torment you. I hear God saying that whatever has happened in your family bloodline shall stop at your door. Now, this is what I want you to do, and I'm going to give you some instructions. I want to give you some instructions, for the Lord is breaking strongholds. While I am here in the sanctuary in the mountains for the next 3 nights, I want you to move in faith. I'm going to ask you for a loved one, yourself, or someone else. Today you're going to give the gift of love, not just for yourself, but for someone else. I must get you prayers, and you must also, and I must also get prayers to two other people that is in your life. Do this for yourself and give the gift of love to someone else so they can have these prayers and the audio instructions that I must send to them. I'm going to ask you, beloved, while I'm here to give me your prayer requests, or I will write your name the minute I see your love gift offering, your sacrificial seed into the gospel of Jesus Christ while I am here. We are ministering to others, helping feed others, passing out Bibles to others, and touching the sick. I'm going to ask you, beloved, to get a miracle seed in the ground today, not tomorrow, today, right now. Within the next 35 minutes, I'm going to ask you to get a seed in of $35.15. I could not have your name out of the blessing plan. I am fasting on water only for the next 3 days. I will carry your name in my time of prayer. As I'm up in the mountains, as Moses went, and even as Jesus went up into the mountains, I want to take your name into the mountains. What is going to happen? Number one, you will rise above everything that is trying to fight you. I had a vision the other morning, on Sunday morning, before I preached at the church. And I was teaching on how to break yokes. And in this vision, in this dream, it was so real. I was smelling, I saw colors, it was so vivid, it was panoramic. And there was two large mountains, but they were made of stone. They were rocks. And the people were working between the mountains. And all of a sudden, I saw this darkness come up out of the earth. And the rocks from the mountains on the left and the right began to crumble. And the hundreds of people that was between the mountains were swallowed up. And the rocks fell upon them as the mountain came down. And I said, God, what meaneth thou this? He says, there are two powers that I am breaking. And the two powers that God spoke to me, beloved, was the powers of your father's house and of your mother's house. We are visited with two visitations, one of God and one of our ancestors, our bloodline. Your bloodline consists of your mother and your father. And God showed me that these two evil mountains of rocks and stones crumble while I am here in prayer. The curses, the strongholds from your father's bloodline, and the curses and the strongholds from your mother's bloodline, I saw God crumbling those things so that you will be protected, and what was done by them and their sins won't affect you, beloved. This is amazing, amazing, amazing. While I am here, I am praying for you, and even tonight I will be praying for you and lifting your name up as we are interceding for you. I must put your name on the altar, and I must dip your name in the blood while I am here starting tonight. I am 5 hours ahead. Now I want you to click on the link. Do it for you. Do it for a child that is hurting. Maybe someone that is sick, someone that has a legal situation. The testimonies are flooding and people are getting set free. People, those loved ones that were supposed to go to jail, the judge canceled it out. Why? Because your name is on the altar. Cancer is being healed. Your name is on the altar. Frustration is being removed. Jobs are opening up. Promotions are showing up. Advancements are showing up. Someone just text me and email me, their brand new Mercedes-Benz. I must take your name and place it on the altar. For the next 3 nights, I am fasting in water only because I am here for your deliverance. God has brought me to the mountains, along with other prophets, to pray for your breakthroughs. As Moses went up and received the commandments, I will receive instructions from the Lord that I must get back to you, that you must say to break the curses or the strongholds off of your father's bloodline and your mother's bloodline. Some of the things that is happening in your life, you've done nothing to deserve them. But it's because your father's house is speaking and your mother's house is speaking. Tonight, God is going to give you a new name. Now I want you to get your miracle seed in the ground. If you've done it once, do it for someone else. And give us their name so I can take your name tonight while I am at the church in the mountains praying for you. The time now is 1:41 p.m. Within the next 35 minutes, I must take your name in prayer. As I am praying and seeing for you, I must plant your name on this holy mountain as I am here praying and fasting before the Lord. Now move in faith. Be sure to get on the call tonight at 7:30 p.m. God bless you. I must take your name. Double it up if you need to. I want a double blessing. I want to do it. I want the curses from my mother's side and my father's side to stop. I'm going to double it up. I'm going to double up the 3515. I'm going to double it up. Well, God bless you, beloved. I look forward to getting your name. And email me at info@globalpnet, and give me your prayer request. God is still in the blessing business, and he does answer prayers. We're praying, we're interceding, and we're fasting for your breakthroughs and your healings and your money miracle blessings. God bless you, my friend. I could not leave you out, and I shall not leave you out. Get your seed in the ground. Do it for a child, a loved one, whoever's in your household, 3 times, 4 times. One sister by the name of Kelly sowed the seed of the 3515 for herself and her children. For herself and her children. God bless you. Peace. And I'll see you tonight at 7:30 p.m. Many blessings.